Confessions of a Trainwreck. Commandment number 123. Thou shalt remember that the test of good manners is to be patient with the bad ones. Hola, Team Trainwreck, and welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Trainwreck. I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and resident trainwreck, who has made it through another traumatic week of the year that is 2020. This week, I decided to keep it super lighthearted by bringing back another one of my good friends, and actually he's my former work husband, the one, the only, Shad Wicker. So if you're a Brisbane local, you'll probably know Shad from our Sunday morning radio show on Nova, the Phoebe, Shad and Tom show. And if you don't know Shad, don't worry, because you're about to. Shad and I are like chalk and cheese, which is a saying that I've never actually really understood, but one nonetheless that I continue to use quite frequently. But because Shad and I tend to have very conflicting and also very strong opinions, I thought he would be the perfect person to bring on to settle the debate about what constitutes correct office etiquette.
So, what do you need from me? You just want to, I'm recording, so yeah, just go chill. Go for your life and I'll do what I have to do.
Okay, welcome back to the podcast, Shad Wicker.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I am very happy to hear that because it's been a couple of months.
Yeah, and my life has become very much a train wreck, like most people. Thanks, well, Corona.
That's why I asked you back. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I think.
So, like, radio got hit pretty hard, just as a background for anybody who's listening. We actually don't have our radio show anymore.
No, we found that out thanks to a news article.
But announcing, hey, whatever. The new radio show that's taking our spot.
It's a good way to find out. Oh, it's God. Like if you worked at a shop, and they're like, it's just say on a level, if you worked at, at a retail store, you worked at a Supre. Right. And then you opened up a magazine cover and it was like, all the Supres are closing today. You're like, oh.
It's like being at work. One of my biggest fears in life, and it always has been, I don't know why, but you know how you get internal emails about job opportunities within your company?
Yeah.
Every time I see one of those in my inbox, I am terrified that I'm going to open it and see my role being advertised.
See, that's imposter syndrome. You got to get over that.
Yeah, I do.
You're really good at your job. And you're great at podcasting.
Thank you. Well, that's actually what I wanted to sort of talk to you about today.
Okay.
Is office etiquette.
All right.
So I work in a communal office, which has a communal kitchen. And I know that I eat very healthy foods, which is a byproduct, tend to have quite pungent smells.
Why is that?
So think, you know what it is actually?
These, why does healthy
these
stuff
two
smell?
Things have in common, high sulfur content, and maybe that's it. So I eat a lot of boiled eggs and a lot of broccoli. So, you know, when you reheat broccoli in a microwave and it smells like a fart? Yeah. Sort of similar to eggs. So I pre-boil my eggs at home and then I peel the eggs at work and put them on my toast in the morning.
Right. Okay.
I'm also partial to a tuna salad at lunch. So
yeah, well, you are hitting the big
tuna,
three.
The big three. And for the most part, I think people tend to really hook into those three being offensive in an office. But the thing is, I'm not going to change. I'm never going to change. I'm not going to change the food that I'm eating to appease other people in the office, especially in comparison to things that I have seen in my work history. I think I am innocent, in my opinion. I have once seen a piece of raw salmon be cooked in a sandwich press.
Yeah.
And that wasn't
did they use like baking paper?
No.
Just straight
on
meat
there.
To fish.
And just to preface, this wasn't just a communal kitchen. It was, you know, those buildings that have multiple different companies or offices within a building.
Like a hot desking kind of thing, or
sort of, but different businesses within the building.
Oh, okay,
smaller businesses. My first job was in one of those in a building, and so that building had a communal kitchen for all of the offices as well.
Right,
and that's where he was cooking that.
Geez, you don't get that. You're not going to get that in post-COVID, are you?
Absolutely
that scenario,
not.
That's gone. If there's any benefit, it's like communal-style living is probably going to go to shit thanks to COVID.
100%. And there seems to be a theme with the fish, because the most offensive thing I've ever seen in my life was at my next job, a girl cooked a piece of raw white fish in the communal toaster.
The actual toaster.
The actual toaster. And I'm not talking about like a crumbed fish finger, fillet of fish. I'm talking a piece of like white bassa from Coles, Like the the raw fish
in the toaster.
And the what way setting, we found
what
out.
What setting do you use when you're cooking? Like, because, you know, you've got, like, I've got one that's got different bread types. It's like rye, multigrain.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's a bougie toaster.
It's broken, so it doesn't work. You got to basically just have
is
it on
is that because you tried to cook a white piece on, like, linseed setting?
It didn't have, yeah, exactly. I was like, Wonder White? Yeah, sure. It's like, no, you put it in wrong. But, like, what do you do for fish? Like, is that that's a three? I imagine that's a three. Probably going for a medium level.
I mean, fish, I think, is one of those things that does need to be cooked all the way through.
As a side note, I heard, and your listeners can test this and please get in touch, I heard that the number coincides with the amount of minutes it toasts for.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if that's true, but someone told me that.
Because I cooked some toast this morning and I usually put mine in for 1.5 because I don't like it to be too burnt, but I don't like it to be soft. I like it to be golden around the edges, but not so hard that the crusts then shred the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
You know that problem?
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what, like, again, sidetracked again though, but how long as a society are we going to let cafes give us this unsuitable bread type with our meals? You know what I mean? Like, it's like you're kind of about cutting the top of your mouth when they got the sourdough and it's like that real rock hard edge.
And you have a steak knife and it can barely
you don't
even
have
get
a steak
through.
Knife. They give you butter knives. They're like, yeah, good luck, champ. Like, you're like, what the fuck? You've basically got the Great Wall of China around this fucking bread. And then I bite into it. I'm cutting the top of my mouth. I need like private health cover just to have
it's
breakfast.
Horrible. I have it now. I've got a little like shredded patch. Yeah.
Dude.
That's going to stay there for days.
Is this not the most like
basic first world problem
bougie,
I've ever heard?
Like upper class type of issue. I mean, the bread, the sourdough is just too harsh for my jaw.
So, again, we digress. Just quickly back to the fish in the toaster, because the way we found out about that, aside from the stench that was then going through the central aircon throughout the whole building, where 180 people worked and 180 people had to cook their toast, little bits of the fish, because, you know, Bass of fish from Coles is like $5. It's not a high-quality kind of fish. So little bits had fallen off into the toaster, and so every time someone toasted after that, it would burn and it would just the stench was there for a long time. Anyway, they ended up having to throw that toaster in the bin and sent around an all-office email clarifying what you were and weren't allowed to cook in a toaster. Fish was on the
I love that.
Do not go there list.
I love it when people become a sign, like when something you do means now everyone, like your mistake now means the rest of us have to do like OH&S. I love that.
And this is one of my closest friends who made this mistake. I still am friends with her to this day. You know who you are. Anyway, so what I've done is, well, so I want to hear if you've seen something super, super offensive in a work kitchen, because I did a call out on Instagram and some of the things that I read that I received in response to dank things they've seen being cooked in their work kitchens are diabolical.
I'm trying to think because, like, and this is a bad admission, but, like, I'm really not one of those cook-at-work people. I don't cook at work.
What do you eat at work? And it's different for us because when we worked at the radio station, we were there at, like, 4:30 in the morning. We didn't eat or anything.
No. I'll like I'll bring, like, a mic, like, I've something cooked up and I've got to give it a quick zap. Yep. But these people that are like, yeah, I'm going to piece together this plate of, like, you know, I'm like, it's work.
I'm going to prepare a deconstructed sashimi platter in the toaster.
Yes. It's not MasterChef, bro. No. It's but we got half an hour. Like, I'm not fucking around. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why would I bother? Or I'm like, I'm a coffee. I'll go get a coffee and just charge up for the rest of the week. But so I can't really think of anything super offensive in the work kitchen. I've worked alongside some super offensive creatures.
Haven't we all?
Like, I remember there was a guy that I worked with in Darwin. In a radio station, and he stunk like real bad, and it was so bad. Like, you talk about the email thing. He'd been reprimanded like 3 or 4 times by management about, like, bro,
about his smell.
Have a shower. Yeah, like, what a wild conversation to have, right?
But I think that is very offensive.
I had to share
it's
an office
hygiene standards.
We had to share an office with a door that shut, like.
That would have been fun in summer.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I did my work in the radio studio instead. But, like, it was so pungent, man. It was like one of the smells. I'll try and describe the smell. This will be interesting. Think of, like, it smelt like, you know how damp has a smell?
I actually do. Yeah. Like when it's been raining for a few days and all of your washing and clothes inside, it just feels and smells damp.
So it's like...
like a rainforest almost.
Yeah, like...
but not as tranquil.
That, yeah, that makes it sound like a peaceful moment.
No,
it's not.
It's not... no, let's clarify. It's not damp. It's like moist.
Yeah.
Mildewy moisture.
Like, yeah, mildew. Yeah. That's it. It's like... it smelled like mildew mixed with 3-day-old milk. And okay. like... and like a wet sock.
Not
a wet used sock.
Like, not a way you'd like to be remembered or referred
no,
to.
Yuck.
Hey, you know that guy in the office who smells a bit like a sock and old milk? Oh, yeah, Jim from accounting.
And that's the worst thing because everyone I worked with would be like, oh, yeah, I remember him. Oh, that sounds really messed up. But he knew. You know.
Yeah, you know.
That's not a like you don't know what's going on unless you've lost your sense of smell, which I can't imagine was the case. But this guy once was the grosser thing was in this same office. It may not have been him, but I'm pretty sure it was clipping their toenails at their desk.
What?
Yeah, it's yuck, hey?
I've seen people painting their nails at their desk, which A, not appropriate, but not offensive.
It's an art project. I get that.
But, creativity corner, but yeah, clipping your nails.
Clipping them, dude, and how just stacking them on the desk. Just putting them on the corner of the desk.
What do you do? Do you report that to HR?
I'm not one to complain.
Or do you just quit? Like by that point, it is way too far gone.
Mate, it was Darwin. It was my first radio job. I wasn't going to ruffle any feathers about the toenails. I was just happy to be here.
Well, I think the common theme here is then the smell.
Yeah.
No matter if it's coming from the kitchen or from someone's armpits, it's just the smell.
Yeah.
So let's go through some of these together because some of these are so shocking that I can't actually believe that these people exist in the world.
So who gave you these?
Instagram.
Oh, shit.
I did a call-up question box on Instagram to ask what the most offensive thing you've seen being cooked in your work kitchen was.
Right.
A lot of fish, a lot of eggs, and a lot of tuna, and I'm just going to stop you there by saying I am one of those people. Yeah, yeah. So I'm in their defense.
Your colleagues texting in. All of these things that you cook are pretty obscene.
So, yeah, we've got here these people, anyone cooking fish from scratch, I agree. Microwaved egg whites covered in barbecue sauce. I feel like egg whites don't have a smell.
You can get them in packs now.
Yeah, I get them sometimes. Yeah, in cartons.
That's weird to me.
It's terribly lazy.
But, like, it seems not good either. Like,
no.
To get egg whites in a plastic container from the shops that's on a shelf.
And, like, what?
They're not refrigerated. That's the thing that weirds me
out. Oh, what, on the shelf? No, these are refrigerated. Oh, okay. This is in, like, a milk carton.
Okay. Yeah, right. It's still gross. So what were they doing, microwaving it with barbecue sauce?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that would have an offensive smell. Maybe they're offended by that meal in itself.
Yeah. They're like, get some yolks in your omelette, you loser. That's what I'll complain about.
I'd eat that. I put barbecue sauce on everything and I love egg white. So I might actually give that a try. Thanks for the inspo. My friend Nikki, love you, doll, she makes porridge at work with a cracked egg in it and then mixes it around so it cooks and it goes kind of like a flan.
But in porridge?
Yeah, so it becomes a protein porridge because she doesn't like protein powder. So she puts a cracked egg in it so that when you cook it in a microwave, it goes to the consistency of kind of a flan because it slightly cooks.
What's a flan?
Like a dessert, you know, like a flan, like a like a dessert. Like
is
an
that
apple
the custard
flan.
Thing?
It's kind of like a soft tea cake.
I'm sounding like a massive idiot to your list, like your little fans
no,
right now. Like this idiot
a...
has no idea what a flan is.
I mean, I've never had a flan, but I guess that's what a flan would.
Yeah, that's weird. That's kind of what I do to mee goreng.
What?
Like I cook a mee goreng, and I'll crack an egg, and that's my gourmet mee goreng.
Oh,
because that's the uni. That's like, oh, I've got a little bit left over from my Centrelink while I was at uni. Invest in a few eggs.
Although mee goreng smells delicious, so
yeah,
I think that's
good.
Allowed. I think that's definitely
the
allowed.
The last time I ate it, I threw up. Oh. I ate too much. I was drunk. You know when you scoff down noodles too much and they're kind of half in and also half out?
Yep.
Yeah. It's not a good mix.
Oh, my God. And you can feel them coming up in a long noodle. This one is foul. Not at work. Once in a uni library, the person sitting next to me brought in prawns and shelled them on the table.
Yuck, dude.
In the library. How were they not asked to leave?
That's so gross. That's a loophole in the library, though, isn't it? It's like, I'm being quiet. Like, I'm not making any noise.
Are you? Because Prawning a shell is...
That is true. Like, are they saying full... They're talking full, like, Christmas style.
Full Christmas style.
Taking their head
so
off.
So then not only would you have the stench of the prawn, but then that person's fingers would have smelt like prawns. And if they were tapping on a laptop or writing with a pen...
Or they're on the books. Now you're getting the books. Like, oh, it's Catcher in the Rye. Like, that's so gross.
Oh, dude. My God.
People suck, hey.
This one's not offensive. This is just weird. My workmate eats dried oats and then sips his water after to combine them in his mouth every day. That is some lazy man's porridge. Porridge is already a lazy enough thing to eat.
Yeah, but doesn't the water have to be super...
hot?
Yeah.
Is this guy super busy?
I mean, there's some dogs barking in the background. They're a bit upset by it. That's weird. Do you remember once we did a thing on radio once about like weird things that cooked something similar along these lines, but a guy rang up. I think it was you and I, and he cooks in the kettle. It was the ultimate life hack, and he was like, "You fill the kettle, put your noodles in the kettle, and then just turn the kettle on, and that's how he and then he just eats it out of his like own kettle." I was like, "This guy's a genius."
I've heard my friend do that when she was super poor backpacking through Europe when she was like 18.
Yeah.
She used to boil eggs in the kettle at the hostel she was staying at.
Oh, like poach them.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So smart. Yeah. So gross for whoever was making tea after that.
Yeah.
But that's a life hack.
You're like pouring it out, like a yolk just like flops out into your tea.
Yeah.
But then your mate with the
fish and the toast.
No, with the porridge would probably be like, oh, great, it's more protein.
This girl said kiwi fruit eaten whole, including the skin.
Oh,
the
The
same guy bites into his passion fruit just to suck out the juices.
Yeah. The passion fruit thing's interesting, but would make a lovely, an awesome lover if he's able to do that. Like just a small bite on, like imagine that, ladies.
No.
He just comes in there and is like, I mean, woof, that is.
Get to the point.
I mean, shadow of weak knees already. And also eating the kiwi fruit whole means he's not afraid of a bit of bush. Like, he's not.
True.
This is a real man. This is
a catch. I feel very uncomfortable, and this is probably an overshare, but with that kind of fuzz near my mouth.
Oh, right. So kiwi your partner, skin. Do we name your partner on the podcast?
No.
No. Okay. Well, Heavy D, that's what our nickname used to be for him. And you can draw your own conclusions as to how he got that name. So he has to be completely smooth, is that what you're saying?
No.
Because you don't like the fuzz near your mouth.
I was talking about a kiwi fruit.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, no.
A different kind of fruit.
So the other one you're fine with. Okay, I'm cool. Okay, I'm getting it.
I've always been one of those old school people who cuts the kiwi fruit in half with the kiwi spoons. Remember those that had a knife on the back and then a spoon?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember those kiwi ones?
Yeah. Yeah, right. They're like the airline spoon fork.
Yes.
Knife scenario. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
That's that's fascinating, being able to suck the inside of a passion fruit out.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's impressive.
That's some skill. Solid jaw strength.
Do you get the handle?
No, I don't use people's names.
Well, whoever sent that one in, ask him out on a date and then give us the results.
That's a good idea,
Because it sounds like this guy could.
Yeah.
He knows his way around getting to hard-to-reach stuff.
This person's confessed something of her own.
Okay.
My own is offensive. It includes smoked salmon with Nutella and banana on a wrap.
That is fucking disgusting. I'm not even a big smoked salmon fan. I tried it for the first, probably the first time in, I'd say, over a year. I had smoked salmon as part of, an eggs benny with some mates the other day. And I was like, oh, this is why I don't like it. It was yuck. I don't enjoy it. So already I'm off. But, I mean, I know the logic that adding Nutella to anything makes it great. But I feel like salmon is so defiant of a flavor.
Are they confused about maybe, the premise of a sweet French toast with bacon? Or sometimes you can get hotcakes with bacon. Maybe it's the whole sweet and savory combination. But I feel like
smoked,
for the most part, fish and chocolate.
Yeah. It's so gross. There's not even a type of fish I'd sit here going, imagine prawns dipped in chocolate. That's essentially the same thing. No.
A tin of tuna mixed with peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's
you straight away go, no. It shouldn't be allowed.
Maybe she's pregnant and she's having cravings.
Oh, yeah. That classic thing. What was one? I remember seeing a weird, My Strange Addiction.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, so I used to work for Lifestyle U when that was around.
What a killer job.
Yeah, it was, well, I was back of house, but basically part of my job was, you know, when you're watching a show and the little ticker thing comes up underneath about the next show and it's like selling houses and the people like walk onto the screen and they're like, you know, and they're like, it's a white guy, a black guy and a lady. And it's like, oh, diversity, you know, and those things. I like used to have to put those in the programming. Yeah. So the other part of my job was I had to always watch the station that I was doing it for.
Of course.
So Lifestyle U, I was the only guy in the team and I had Lifestyle U. I was like, they're doing this on purpose. But I'm a huge fan of Toddlers and Tiaras and those kind of dumb mums trying to force people to do shit.
Always.
I love seeing crazy mums.
Yeah.
Like, so Toddlers and Tiaras, Dance Mums. There's some other one. Wife Swap was my number one. Oh, I fucking loved that show. Flipping it up, getting crazy people to bloody hang out with people like, oh,
it's a strange concept.
This person likes a really tidy home. Oh, I wonder who they're going to swap them with. You're like, oh, you're living in a trailer. Woo! Strap yourself in. This is going to be a good ride, right? Those like shows, My Strange Addiction was a lady that was pregnant. I think she was pregnant and she got into cigarette ash.
Eating
was her addiction. Like
eating it.
Eating cigarette ash.
What?
Yeah, and like they've got her on the shot and she's like licking it out of the like ashtray and shit.
What did she look like?
Oh.
Just for not context.
I mean,
as you'd assume she would look.
I mean, she's not my type.
Like, I didn't pursue her.
I mean, okay, you want to know what she looked like? Like every other person on those shows.
She looks like the kind of person who would eat cigarette ash.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
I mean, she had black lips. Like a lot of ash around the lips. I know that much.
Oh, my God. I mean, she was like, what would you rather? Okay, what would you rather?
What?
Nutella on salmon? Mm. Okay, this is a good question. Would you rather for $100 eat smoked salmon with Nutella and banana or have one tiny dip of cigarette ash?
Or how much of the Nutella salmon? Well, I mean, I think I'd go with the food. I think I'd have the food.
So would I. As much as you would gag every time you swallowed that.
Yeah, and I quit smoking ages ago. So I'm kind of like, and so they won't be my cigarettes. Like, you know, that's the other thing. It's like, you know, it's from someone else's.
Like,
it's a bit yuck.
Oh, my God. So bad. We're going to finish with this one, I'd say, because there's a lot of, like, fish and tuna in here, which we could go on for days about. One time someone microwaved an actual fucking pork knuckle for 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Were they trying to cook the thing?
Maybe it was raw.
That's fucked.
Also, where do you work?
You kidding?
The German club?
Yeah. Who is this person? They're like, you know what? You know what? Like, that's the weird logic for people in these scenarios that I don't fathom is like, the good idea thought that happens to people blows my mind. Like, I've done dumb shit in my life. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a saint. But, like, yeah, that's a good idea. Like, yeah, cooking a pork knuckle. Just the fact of taking the microwave for 20 minutes, regardless of what had to go in there, 20 minutes is an obscene amount of time to be microwaving anything.
I feel bad when I have to microwave steam frozen veggies for 5. I'm like, sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. There's a lineup, and 5 minutes is a long time. It's usually just a nuke. So 20
that's a
minutes.
That's a good etiquette question. Mm. How long are you, like, entitled how long are you entitled?
For. Yeah. Because there's nothing worse than when you're standing in line behind someone to use the microwave and they've been cooking something for a few minutes and then you realise when they take it out, they put something else in after it.
Or what about if you microwave something and then it stops and it needs more? Are you allowed to give it more?
Yeah.
Or do you have to go back to the back of the line, buddy?
I think it depends. 5 minutes. You know, sometimes you get back to your desk and you're like, damn it, the middle of my lasagna still has ice cubes in it.
Yeah.
It's too late by that point.
Eat around it. Eat around it. That's what you do. Or bit of a stir sometimes cooks it up. Not going to lie, bit of a stir can sometimes cook it up.
Yeah.
But generally eat around it.
Isn't that the premise behind those rice bowls that you get in Japan that come out and you crack the raw egg and it's in a really hot stone bowl and when you mix it up because it's also hot, it cooks.
Scrambles, yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Well, that's the megarang thing and the porridge thing as well. Yeah.
So in summary today, I guess if I could offer any kind of advice, you just do you, boo.
I feel like we need to collectively say 5 minutes is
the maximum.
If we need to accomplish anything from this chat, That is now the etiquette. 5 minutes.
And probably don't cook pork knuckle in your work microwave.
Yeah, that's a bit gross. Also, don't trim your nails. Phil.
What's his name? It's his actual name.
Also, wear deodorant to work. Don't you second guess
me, no. Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.